It's 4:32. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa's senior U.S. senator visited business owners and residents impacted by flooding in eastern Iowa today. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley heard from community leaders in the cities of Davenport and Buffalo, which were hit by record-high crests of the Mississippi River. Grassley says he's pushing for federal disaster aid in Congress. Senate leaders have set a deadline of Memorial Day.
We're going to have a vote one way or the other. We should not go home for the Memorial Day recess, which is losing 4 working days in Washington.
The $17 billion package would include funding for western Iowa, communities impacted by wildfires in California, and additional aid for hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. Partisan fights over the funding for the island territory have stalled previous efforts to pass that bill. Iowa Supreme Court today narrowly upheld a 2017 law that took away bargaining rights for many state employees. Some say that's an early signal of the court's new conservative majority, solidified by 2 recent appointments by Republican Governor Kim Reynolds. In cases filed by the Iowa State Education Association and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, the court ruled 4-3 that the law withstands constitutional challenges and will remain in effect. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.